Hello, I'm Axel Hombach, a trained hypnotist from Cologne in Germany. I'm right now here in the office of Dr. John Butler in London, and we are talking about the upcoming classes he gives in end of 2019 and spring 2020. We've already talked about hypnotherapy skills for life change, about clinical hypnotherapy, about advanced analytical hypnotherapy, and now we are coming to the last course of this series of four courses, medical hypnotherapy. Hello, John.
Hello, Axel. Hello, listeners.
So you've heard my introduction. What is medical hypnotherapy?
Well, Axel, it's a very broad range of skills, of hypnotherapy skills directed to medical and health issues. So all that the student has learned before about trance and programming at a very deep level can now be applied to various symptoms and illnesses, particularly psychosomatic illnesses, those which are known to have a high emotional content. Medicine accepts that many conditions are stress-related, and stress being one of the main categories of psychosomatic illness. So the student learns how to work with those effectively, how to work with chronic pain, how to work with medical and surgical procedures, using hypnosis for pain and for recovery and healing, and for boosting health generally. Remember, we heal ourselves. Medicine helps, be it complementary or be it orthodox Western biomedicine. So the body's resources can be powerfully impacted upon by the mind. So we can stimulate the regulatory areas of the brain, the so-called subconscious areas, to boost the healing process, to improve the ability to at least to deal with the symptoms that people are said to have incurable terminal illness. Well, what can we do that will extend their lives, their quality of life, help them emotionally, help them deal with the consequences of illnesses of shame, fear, guilt, or whatever they feel as a result, or being depressed about the symptoms? We're going to help them with that, and we'll help them greatly with discomfort. So there are a great many areas here within medicine, and we touch on, of course, dental applications and hypnosis in settings to do with nursing, midwifery, childbirth, for example. So there are certain very, very specific applications that are covered here in a lot of depth. We say your issues are in your tissues. Emotional baggage that's not dealt with very well mentally is often dumped, depressed into the body in ways that eventually harm the body. Medicine is now really accepting and working with these ideas, conventional medicine. However, how do you work with them in terms of healing? And mind-body medicine, the most powerful method I know within that realm of healing through meditation, mindfulness, and so on, the most powerful is hypnosis, which can work with all the other mind-healing methods. Hypnotherapy powerfully, directly activates the subconscious mind to improve health, healing, and well-being within the body.
So that course takes all the skills that you have learned from course 1, 2, and 3 and then brings it to a new level by teaching the students how to apply that to new fields, especially medical fields.
Absolutely. To do that in an ethical and safe way, in conjunction with medicine and in conjunction with the therapies they're having, be it chemotherapy, surgery, radiotherapy. I've said issues are in your tissues. And many times the issues go back to the past. So to do medical hypnotherapy well is not simply giving programming suggestions, however well crafted and designed they are, because that's a whole separate advanced art and science of its own that we teach in depth, that needs to be covered in depth, but also you need to be able to do regression and analytical hypnotherapy work so the person can resolve those internal conflicts, those negative fixed ideas which create such emotional disturbance which then harms the body. So you see, Axel, we work from the symptoms back to the cause as well. The meaning and purpose of the symptom, what drives them, and the client is then helped to heal those, to begin to bring closure and proper healing at the emotional, psychological, emotional levels, and then improve at the symptom physical level.
So medical hypnotherapy is not so much about learning new methods, but applying the knowledge to new fields.
Yes. At the same time, there will be specific kinds of suggestions that we teach people. And perhaps now there'll be some areas where they're learning new techniques, that's with control panels for pain, or maybe in dealing with pain alone. We may teach 4 or 5 main areas of how hypnosis works on pain. And then there's probably at least another 20 techniques I could add in there that may be appropriate for some more unusual, rare cases. So we can't have too much knowledge, but more important often than the knowledge is the understanding.
And the application of the knowledge and the creativity to use that knowledge.
Absolutely. You said the knowledge we have and now the applications. And to understand the applications here, you've got to know something about the illnesses. So as you know, I'll take several areas. I'll work on neurological issues. Then we'll look at cardiovascular. We'll look at respiratory. We'll look at digestive issues. You know, people are familiar with IBS. We'll look at these main areas of the body, some of the main systems, and how stress and psychologically caused illness affects those systems, and how, when you understand a bit about them, you can devise the very best suggestions and have the most powerful healing effects through the subconscious power on the body's problems.
What might be interesting for some of your students is that you also talk about cancer treatment.
Yes, hypnosis to help people with cancer. One of my students, a nurse, she was one of the first people ever to have funding for hypnotherapy to help people with every aspect of the illness, because every illness creates its own emotional baggage too, such as anxiety and fear, depression, the stigma, shame, anything else that may come from it. And helping them cope with medical procedures, be it the surgery, radiotherapy, helping with the side effects, so-called, of chemotherapy, how to boost the body's own immune system, how to help the body in the way it works with cancer. In other words, how, believe it or not, even blood flow, which is so necessary for those cancer cells to grow, could be inhibited through hypnosis to slow down the rate of growth of unhealthy cells. And many other ways in which the body heals itself of unhealthy cells, so-called cancer cells, and boosting the body's ability to do that to the very best of our ability. We don't make guarantees or medical claims, but the evidence, such as we have it, is wonderful. It really is inspiring what the best doctors have done. Not only hypnotherapists who are not physicians, but doctors who practice hypnotherapy over the last 150 years. It's marvelous work. And so that's what we're teaching in medical hypnotherapy.
So it is a very densely packed package.
Absolutely intense.
And it really makes sense to have the foundation of the other three courses before, so that you can get most out of this class.
That's the ideal. And if you haven't, maybe you haven't done analytical hypnotherapy, maybe you've simply done a little bit of programming and suggestion and relaxation in a hypnosis course, well, we can help you get prepared, bridge the gap. And so people can join this course and learn a great deal from it. And then they're always, we will always be willing to accept them on one of the other courses, such as the regression and hypnotherapy training course, the advanced analytical hypnotherapy course.
I took this class in 2011, and I can only say it took my understanding on how our body works to a complete new level. And although I don't practice myself medical hypnotherapy, it has helped me understand and get my understanding to a really new level. So take this class. Thank you very much, John, for your insights.
Thank you, Axel. Thank you to the listeners.
With that said, Dr. John Butler and I have short episodes on each of the classes he offers. Hypnotherapy training for life change, clinical hypnotherapy, advanced analytical hypnotherapy, medical hypnotherapy, and hypnotherapy for childbirth. Please feel free to listen to these episodes. They are very short, very concise about the content of the classes, and then feel free to book the courses and attend the trainings with Dr. John Butler. You find all the relevant details on how to enroll the classes on the website hypnotherapytraininginternational.com. Thank you for listening. Have a great time. Until next time.